Welcome to the podcast, Organized Mayhem. We're coming to you from 110 South 11th Street, which is the home of Mariah and the Rap Shack. And we are here to talk to you about all things Philadelphia restaurant business and everything in between. I'm Cammy, here with my brother Scott, and my friend John Lupa. There you go. Hello! And we are back on the latest episode of Organized Mayhem. I am Cammy, alongside my dear friend Lupa and my brother Scott.
Hi, everybody.
Boys, where are you today?
We are at Mariah, 110 South 11th Street, next to the Rap Shack, 112 South 11th Street.
Terrific. Hi, guys. Well, we're coming off a weekend. Today is a Monday, and we're coming off of a weekend, and it was a beautiful weekend. And I wanted to see if weather impacts the restaurant business. So we can start off with this kind of weekend. What was this weekend's weather like, and how does it impact business?
Well, this weekend, first off, it impacts it, especially at Mariah, nonstop, windows open and everything like that. But sorry, I'm a little tired. Not as tired as I was, and we'll go into that in a little bit. Okay. But what day did we have the window? It was cold one day and it was hot another day. So one day we had the windows open, the doors open, and it was amazing. And then the other day we put the doors open, even though everyone was freezing, but we didn't care. And then people complained, so we had to shut them. So that day wasn't as good. But honestly, you have the windows open, the doors open, the music blaring outside.
You're going to get people.
Yeah, it's in and out.
And do you find that when people are when customers are in a better mood because of weather, are they easier and nicer to deal with, or not? You don't really see that.
No, the fuck no. Not only that, the some of the homeless are out and about too. So, but I was in a jolly mood yesterday. A lot of them came in to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
I was like, okay.
Okay. You know. All right. So no problem. And then, so when you say absolutely not, were there any problems this weekend that you want to report with unruly customers?
Not unruly. I mean,
let's hear the crab cake
story. Okay. This is just a coincidence. I ordered a crab cake slider. No, not slider. Benedict, which is really, really good. And then there's a table.
So what is a crab cake Benedict?
Well, it's a crab cake and then two crab cakes, two poached eggs, spinach, hollandaise sauce, topped with a little Old Bay.
Do you put it on a roll or is it just on the plate?
No, Benedict is on a Thomas's muffin.
Okay. I don't need eggs Benedict. So, okay, so go ahead.
Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to insult you.
No, that's okay.
And then, so two tables down from me, someone ordered an eggs Benedict, a crab Benedict, and a crab cake slider. And I'm over here in the complaints. And it just just a coincidence. And I, 2 minutes before, I just told my chef, and it was the same batch. We just made it that day. I said, this is the best crab cake Benedict I've ever had. I hear this table and they were just like, I go over them like, everything okay? They're like, this crab is not crab. I'm like, okay. I'm like, while I'm eating over here, it's like the best crab cake I've ever had. I just told the chef, so I'll just take it. You know, normally I'll ask them if there's anything else, but I could just tell they're just not happy, whatever. I'm just like, all right, we'll just drop off the check.
It's a serious offense when people claim that, like, oh, this steak isn't 10 ounces. It says 10 ounces. Yeah. Or it's not prime cut. And you're like, no, we pay for the prime cut.
Yeah, so you can enjoy it. Or someone tells us that the crab meat is not crab meat. Like I'm not having that.
It's one of those things that's like, we're not going to make you happy on this trip. If you think the crab meat is fake here, nothing here.
And like I said, I'm eating it as they're complaining. Right. Like, everyone has different taste buds, but to say, you know.
Well, I mean, I think that's the hard thing about being in like a customer service business where like their mantra is the customer's always right. But in this case, the customer is actually wrong.
Dead wrong, and I'm just not having it.
And when the customer is wrong, how to slow that down? And say, how do you handle that, right? Because if the customer is wrong, so you can say like, oh, you know, I'm sure you have very discerning taste, but actually it isn't. Or do you just ignore it and give the check? Like, how do you handle it?
No, listen, I'm sorry to interrupt, but if they were like, listen, I got the crab cake. I didn't know what the hollandaise sauce was, or just has no flavor, or this and that. But to tell me that it's not crab meat, I'm not doing that.
We have all the time, Kay, where somebody goes, "I didn't love the short rib ravioli sauce," or "I didn't love this sauce," or "I didn't like that sauce."
Yeah,
and okay, we can sub it out. We can try to find something you like. But if you're claiming like there's no short rib in the ravioli or something, or you use fake short.
What am I going to do? Cam, what am I going to do? The next thing, because she said she likes seafood, so she's going to order the lobster roll. The lobster roll is not, there's not real lobster.
I agree with you. But I really, what did you do? So how did you handle it? And do you think that they walked away?
I picked up the plates immediately, said, "Have a nice day. Here's your check. Okay. Have a nice day."
And did they walk out huffy, or did they walk out fine?
I had never heard the end of that. Did they walk out huffy?
I walked away. I mean, honestly, it was so obvious that they didn't know what they were talking about, that it was just like, okay. And listen, I love my customers, and we're not perfect. We'll make mistakes, but this is, you know, and there's a way to complain about something.
100%. That's what I'm saying. Is that when it's not, when you know, like, yes, in that people in customer service business, you know what to do if someone's just displeased, and it's fine. But when someone's actually wrong, it is hard to take the high road and be like, you know, it is what it is. Like, it is. Like, there's, you know, we know we're in the kitchen. We've ordered it. I know what I paid for. And also, like, you have no idea whether the customer was showing off on a date that he knows what, you know, good crab meat is like. Like, you know, I mean, like, sometimes people are just idiots.
Well, I mean, one of our funniest ones, our signature salad, the grilled romaine salad. People are surprised when the romaine is grilled. It's called grilled romaine.
Called the grilled seafood.
Right? Yeah. So, I mean, we get that.
You handle that because you have to.
Again, it depends how they say it, but
they say it rudely.
Usually,
if they say it rudely, it doesn't really, you know, like if the ultimate goal of being in the customer service industry is like someone's having a good restaurant experience, they're coming back if you want their business, right?
No, absolutely. So we'll fix that for the most part.
I'd say 95% of the time, if you explain it to them, they'll try and go, "Oh, it's so close to like grilling romaine doesn't change the flavor."
Yeah. Or they didn't realize, so we put it in the whole, like, it was stalk, but not.
That's the whole head of romaine.
So some people don't realize it comes like that, so we'll fix that for them. Hey, yeah, listen, again, we are in the customer service business, but I'm not going to be, people aren't going to insult what I'm trying to serve here. I'm not.
Well, it's a balance.
We only do the highest quality, and we get a lot of our quality from Sysco Foods, which is one of our, a good friend of ours and a great purveyor of what we do here.
Yeah, absolutely. So
I'm plugging them for a reason, by the way.
I know you are going to be sponsors of ours, which is exciting. But before we get to that, you know, it is hard to be the bigger person in any kind, like even if a fight with your spouse, like, or a fight with your girlfriend. Sometimes, you know, when you're looking at the goal, like, what's your goal? Like, even if it's just, say you were in a fight with your beautiful, perfect wife, Sherry, just say you are in the right.
My goal is not to lose badly.
You know you're going to lose.
Yeah, well, that's really it.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes it's better to just say like, okay, I'm not going to win the argument because of the larger, you know, thing in store. So in spring, a lot of times romance is in the air. Did you see a lot of couples on dates?
Did we? No, you know what we saw actually, which was
we had a lot of private parties this weekend.
Yeah, we had 8 tops, 10 tops, 12 tops. Yeah.
Yeah. So there was actually, I think with the nicer weather, I think you'll start seeing that a little bit more. But I feel like this weekend, we just had like 8 tops, 12 tops. We had a private party and everything went really well. Everyone was really, really, really happy.
Well, I actually drove by Mariah and the Rap Shack Saturday night. I went to
Thanks for saying hi.
You know what? I was tired. I'm an old lady. I was going home. I went to see to Walnut Street Theater and I saw the show Beautiful. And so on the way home, I wanted to just honk and wave. And you guys heard people there, but did you have theater crowd? Or, I mean, like, what was that? Like, did you have people?
We always get a theater crowd.
Some sort of.
They usually come around 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell right away, or they'll say to the server, "Hey, we need to be out of here pretty fast." So we make it work.
That's awesome.
We make it work.
That's but awesome.
Sometimes you have the issue, and this happened on Saturday night. It happens every Saturday night. There's a lot of traffic in the city. So there's a reservation at 7. I think the 12 top, they came at 7:30, and then, you know, it pushes everything back, and people just don't understand. But when we know that it's a theater person, we'll bust it out real fast. Cause they're not looking for a prolonged meal. They want to just get in, get out, and have a meal.
Yep. So keep those theater people coming. If you're going to the Walnut, the Forest, or the Academy of Music, head on over to the Rap Shack or Maria so they can get you in and out and have a delicious dinner or go after for drinks and dessert.
And now it gets a little bit more complicated. So we're in that time where we're doing private parties. And then also the Sixers are on. Sixers are in the playoffs.
Let's talk about that. Yeah.
So, you know, you want to be packed at the Rap Shack side for the Sixers, but we also have a private party room that can moonlight as part of for the private parties, but it also can be for the Rap Shack. So just juggling that.
How was the mood watching the game? I know we were lost by, I think it was a point.
7, but that's close.
Okay. Well, the 7.
How was the mood watching the game? Well, they were up by 12 at one point.
They were up by 12. Embiid
crumbled.
Embiid did a great. Well, I have something to say to you. Ready for this one, Cam?
Yeah.
I'm home last night. I'm watching. For some reason, I'm watching the. You just turned me off.
I didn't turn you off.
Well, now I can't hear. Oh, I'm back on. You know I'm going to talk shit about the Atlanta Braves. So I'm watching the Atlanta Braves, and I'm like, oh, they just hit a 3-run homer. He's talking his shit as
usual. Why were you able to watch the Braves? Oh, we're on national TV.
But, you know, I wake up this morning, to my surprise, guess who blew that wonderful lead? The Braves.
Was that brutal for you, Lou? Was that brutal?
No. It's a long season. We're a better franchise. We're a better city. We're a better team. I don't mind losing one. The happy part was that Scott was on the phone with me. He goes, the Braves just hit a 3-run.
So we also had a bet yesterday. Ready for this? This is some of the stupid things we do. And I won this bet. You gave me $1.
I gave him $1, but it was a false dollar. Go.
You know how you get a bag of chips or you get anything. There's always a room in the whatever, the bag or whatever you buy. Too much room. It bothers me. So we need walnuts here. We were running out of walnuts. So we go to Mom's, and they had a big container of walnuts. And I was like, they don't feel this all the way. And I was like, I can fit 15 more walnuts.
20.
No, I said 20 originally, but then we agreed on 15. He's like, you could fit 4.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, what, are you going to pour more walnuts in at Mom's and get arrested? I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. I wouldn't do that to another establishment. But we have some walnuts back here.
You could fit 15.
So we came back to the Rap Shack. And just because I know he's a pain in the ass, I put a 16th. Walnut in, fit it in perfectly.
Listen,
does it bother you?
Or pieces of dust? I could have fit.
Is it me, or does it bother you when you buy something and there's so much room in a bag or whatever?
It does. I think it does bother me. Wait,
you're picking which one's the full.
I don't want to wait. If a bag is this big, I want that bag filled. That's it.
Yeah, but it's some poor guy back there with a scooping bags of walnuts, and just not everyone's going to be packed tight. It's inefficient.
Well, I won $1.
Yeah, like when you buy like a bag of chips and like half of it's air.
Oh, that's the worst. Yeah.
You know?
Oh, so you agree with me.
No, but chips are something that you're paying a single price for that's in a bag you can't see through. You are literally paying per pound on something you can see through.
And you know what I like to think? I think about business all the time, but I actually think about Lupa all the time. So I'm walking to Reading Terminal for the fourth time yesterday because we were out of stuff because we were got pretty busy. 4 different times, someone on. As we're walking, we've talked about this on the podcast many times. A guy like spit on me.
It's your retribution.
You okay?
And the crazy stuff was happening all weekend.
Were you minding your own business and the guy just spit at you?
Yeah. Well, he was like, we were like pretty equal, but like he just not one guy, like 4 different times, not the same guy. Then not only that, if you remember Seinfeld.
Oh, this is a good one.
This is good. Right under the tunnel of a Reading Terminal, a pigeon ran into my head.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I called Lupa right away. I'm like,
ew.
What just happened to me?
Ew.
Like, absolutely just ran into my head.
Oh, my God. Did you get hurt?
That was a different – there was a reason for that. One, going back to the homeless, they were feeding them bread, and they were all coming after me.
All right. Well, I mean, like, I'm going to tell you, like, okay, first let's back that up. The spitting on you, Scott, specifically, like Lupa, does that happen to you or is it just unique to Scott?
Never ever happened to me. Yeah.
I don't understand. Like, they spit at your feet and they spit at your face? Like, I don't understand.
No, they're like, oh my, like.
Well, also, yes, there was like a windy, cold
day. Yeah.
You can get an errant spit.
Sometimes. Yeah, there was an errant spit.
Ugh. All right. Gross. And in terms of the pigeon, pigeons are dirty too.
Pee and feces all over the city and a little spit bothers you?
Ugh. Oh, well, it all bothers me. I mean, yeah, listen, I love this. I do. I love the city. I really do. But you want to feel safe walking around. I certainly don't want to be spit on or hit in the head by a pigeon.
Yeah, I was a little upset about that. The pigeon was a little.
I don't know if this has anything to do with it. I mean, you're a very handsome guy, but right now it's mating season. So, like in my house, birds are like thrusting themselves, like this humping took a my turn. Window.
Wait, we saw birds banging out here, I think.
Oh, we did yesterday in the street.
Yeah. Yeah, well, their sexual energy towards my house is massive. I'm every
one pigeon was eating the other pigeon. I don't think they were.
I'm gonna say, like, maybe that pigeon wanted to get with you, Scott.
Me and the pigeon.
It's the wild hair.
Exactly. So, to all of our fans out there, where spring is in the air, whether it's a pigeon or a significant other, we are wishing you lots of fun springtime activities. Go into Maria, go into the Rap Shack, have a drink, enjoy the windows open, and know, most of all, that these fellas are serious about their crab meat. It is authentic, real crab meat. And if you order a grilled Caesar salad, it's going to be grilled.
It's going to come out.
Newsflash. So, but most importantly, look, we can all make silly mistakes. We can all say dumb things. I will never forget when I was a young lawyer looking for where to go to court, and all my directions pre-navigation, it said, make a left at the Jug Handle. And I literally got off at a gas station and asked someone where Jug Handle Street was. And they all started laughing because there's no such thing as Jug Handle Street. It is literally just, I'd never heard of that expression before. So we can all say embarrassing things. And the point is, at a restaurant, that they will minimize your embarrassment and not make fun of you for saying dopey things. We want our customers to look great, feel great, and enjoy the atmosphere at Rap Shack and Maria.
I like your style.
Love it.
All right.
Perfect stuff.
All right.
Bye.
Well, no, Faye. Follow us.
Sorry. You're right.
I mean, you want to get off the air so fast. I mean, let's follow us somewhere.
Sorry, all the horny birds around me are getting me distracted.
There we go. Spotify, YouTube, X. Where else are we?
Instagram,
that is right. So just follow us at your favorite way of joining us. And then come here, 112 South 11th Street or 110 South 11th Street. And yeah, you might actually see me start bartending. I might actually start cooking this week.
Wow.
I'm killing it. I'm changing my ways.
Also, I forget, like, we're forgetting a major plug. We are now open for lunch.
Yeah, we are open for lunch Wednesday through Friday.
Wow. So maybe go to see see one of the wonderful shows that are right now in the city and go see a matinee and then go for an early dinner.
Love it.
I like your style.
Love it.
Absolutely. And come watch the Sixers at the Rap Shack. Great specials tonight.
Awesome. All right, boys. Let's hope it's a Sixers win. That is us signing off.
Thank you for that. Thanks, everyone, for joining us today for Organized Mayhem Podcast. Check us out on YouTube, X, our website, rapshackpa.com, and our website. Again, welcome to the next.